Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is 6:44 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on the rails as always. Now, Oklahoma State fired longtime football coach Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy is the second longest tenured FBS head coach.
Was.
Yeah. Did not fix that.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that is that he's old enough to have been there. Obviously, when I was in college, we played against them like 2006 or 2007. I can't remember which one it was. But, yeah, you know, good coach, obviously. But the first thing that came to my mind, and you're going to hate this, but it tells you where I'm at mentally in terms of this Falcons offense. I was like, I wonder if we could – because he was Zach Robinson's head coach in college. Robinson was the quarterback at Oklahoma State. And I was like, man, I wonder if Zach could call him. Just, hey, let's come kick the tires on this thing over here and see what you see. You know, maybe an outside perspective. But it was a wild ride for him. And obviously he's a wild coach. And he's a man and he's 40, but he's a lot older than that now. So it is what it is.
Well, he was 40 when I was just starting radio, so, and I was 25, I'm 42 now, if that tells you anything. So, yeah, he's got a few years. I was always a fan of some of the things he did. I think it got a little there was a couple of things he's done recently I don't necessarily agree with. But, you think about Mike Gundy, and that was a program in Oklahoma State that was under 500. When he took over, and people forget, Mike. Do you remember who he took over that job for?
God, that's no.
Yeah, this is trivia.
Is it Les Miles?
Allie likes to play trivia. I'll play a little trivia.
I think it was
with
Les
you.
Miles.
Yeah, it was Les Miles.
Ha.
And he took over, and Les Miles had a couple good years there, and obviously took over for Saban, 170-90 there. He had a over 600 winning percentage for a program that had a 400 and something winning percentage when he took over. So he's the greatest coach of all time in Oklahoma State history, and that's what he leaves with. Steve Spurrier said, I had a buddy of mine text me, and I said, we were talking about this, and he said, I used to love Gundy, but it's sometimes the act gets a little bit stale. And Steve Spurrier said this the best when he left Florida. How everybody was like, how could you leave your alma mater, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, I think 10 years is about enough most places. And look, when you're a Gundy, a Spurrier personality, that's spot on. 10 years is a lot at one place when you don't win a title, and when even a Spurrier did, but you have that kind of, sarcastic attitude, it sometimes wears thin if you're not winning games.
Yeah, and also I think that so much has changed in college football. That is a program that does have money, even though Mike Gundy used to say that they didn't. They do have money. And so I'd be curious to see what their next step is, because if they can hire the right guy, that's a program that should take a step. I don't blame them for moving on, and I don't think he's a bad coach. It just kind of is what it is at this point.
Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman frontrunner John Mateer is going to undergo surgery on his right hand.
Has anybody seen a timeline on this? Like it just says, oh, maybe he'll be back before the end of the year. And as a Bama guy who got beat by Oklahoma last year, I would love to know. because he's a really good football player. And it's unfortunate because this probably ends the chances he had at a Heisman Bowl. But, you know, it's just one of those things where this is the nature of the beast in college football sometimes, especially at that position.
This is huge. This pretty much puts Oklahoma right. I really feel bad for Venables because he was under a microscope this year as far as, you know, what he could do with his program. Now he's right back to the same place he was last year with a national championship tier defense, caliber defense, and uncertainty at the quarterback position once again when you went out and did everything you could to try to figure this out. So what are they, 4-0? So I think he's got a head start on last year, but now this puts everything in question for Oklahoma. And it's going to be rough now. This is the worst case scenario for them.
It does say that Matt Zenitz from CBS Sports said that Mateer is expected to miss about a month. So that'll have him back before the end of October, but you know, he'd miss games like Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss. Possibly being back for November 1st and they play Tennessee. So that's best case scenario. That just sucks for him, man. That sucks.
That's awful. A quick reminder, Mac Drop coming up in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and preview a few games for this weekend. Of course, Georgia is hosting Alabama. Bo, who you got on this one?
Georgia hosting Alabama? I don't have Alabama right now. No, look, this game, for whatever reason, since that national championship game, and even a little bit before it, that crimson helmet with a number on it really gives Kirby Smart's teams trouble. They really seem to match up well. I don't know if it's because they're built that way. I will say this: if I'm Georgia, I'm a Georgia fan, I should say, I am terrified about my secondary play. Because what was the kid's name at Tennessee? Brazil just ran all over that secondary as far as free and making big catches. And Ryan Williams and Mike, I can never remember the kid's name, number 5 for Alabama, the wide receiver.
Jeremy Bernard.
Bernard, to me, has had a better season to this point than Ryan Williams. And he 100%. Has been a bigger asset to Ty Simpson than Ryan Williams. He's been that blanket because Ryan Williams had that injury with the concussion. I know we had a big week against Wisconsin, I think it was, but like they need to find. I don't know if Georgia can cover them now. If Georgia can get home before that, but I'm not sure if Georgia's secondary matches up well with this receiving core for Alabama.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to me to see if Alabama's offensive line can step up to the task. But this is like the opposite to me of an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. This is like a movable object, like heading to Athens. And, you know, obviously I'm going to have my crimson on. I'll be cheering them on. But Bama's been awful away from Bryant-Denny Stadium under Kalen DeBoer. They're, I think, 1-5 away from Bryant-Denny Stadium, one of those games, including Florida State this year. And Athens, when's the last time they lost in Athens? We were just talking about Rodrigo Blankenship. Mm-hmm. They haven't lost since he was there. They haven't lost in Athens since he was there. So it's, you know, there's a lot of things that need to get corrected for Bama to do it. The problem is, or the good thing is, at least for me, Bama has the talent to do it. It's just, can they put the pieces on the field? So a lot on the line this weekend, and I know big recruiting weekend for Georgia too. So we'll see what happens.
Quick mention real quick of number 4. LSU is going to visit number 13, Ole Miss.
Separation Saturday. We said it last week, headed into this week. We're about to find out the truth about a lot of these teams around the SEC, whether or not they are SEC championship material, college football playoff material. So that's one of them.
Yeah, look, I thought we were going to Mac Drop.
Well, you're not wrong, Bo. We did
you're
go to Mac
Drop.
You're not wrong. So I'm pretty familiar with all the NFL head coaches, but, you know, there are quite a few. So it's hard to memorize all of them.
Okay.
Thankfully, Jimmy Fallon has a ton of writers that can create a song to help us all remember. Now, here's the caveat here. Some of this, because that's TV, some of these are visual, but I think you'll get the gist of what's going on here. Dylan, play it.
You got Shauna and Shauna and Shauna and Shen. You got John and Jim and Dave. You got Brian, Ben. You got Mike, Aaron, Glenn. You got this guy. He's the Mr. Cleanest. And this guy helps with diabetes. And this guy has the best goatee. And this guy, his name's Kevin. You got this guy, he's the very oldest. This guy, he could be a Jonas. And this guy, Buzz from Home Alone. And this guy, also Kevin.
Nick Todd, Zach Kyle, don't forget Raheem though. Final two you know, it's Liam and D'Amico. 32 gentlemen, now you know them well. Yeah, that's every coach in the NFL.
Wow. Yeah, so Matt LaFleur is the one he compared to a Jonas.
Who, which one was it?
Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur. I was wondering, I was like, who's the Jonas?
And then Kellen Moore was Buzz from Home Alone, and he compared Dan Quinn to Mr. Clean.
Wow.
So, Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Pop quiz, guys. Fits. Got a pop quiz for you. This is what they do on Big Brother. They'll show you a video and then quiz you on it.
Okay.
All right, so how many current NFL head coaches are named Mike?
Did he say three?
Five?
I don't know what it was. Such a normal name.
You're like Mike. Feel comfortable Mike, saying
that. I think it was four, wasn't it?
It's three.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
I think he changed it to Matt on one of them. Speaking of Matts, how many Matts are there?
Did he say it in the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Well, he just named them.
Yeah.
Two.
Three.
Bo, you got a guess?
I don't know. Three.
Two. Dylan was right on that one. How many are Sean?
There's. That was the first one he said. It was three Seans, right?
Sean, Shane.
Ah! Dang it. I was like, dude, I know I heard this.
And then how many are named Brian?
I don't remember that
there's
part.
There's Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least two.
Yeah.
I think there's only one.
You think there's only one Brian?
No, there's
no,
only
there's
one.
At least two.
Brian
song?
Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's Brian Daboll.
I'm going to say two.
Who's out in Dallas?
Oh, Brent Schottenheimer. Good call. Dang.
So that is three. Do you
I
guys
just
have,
call him Marty's boy.
Do you feel like you have all three names, all 32 names memorized?
No.
Like, can I tell you something? No, but if we had to go through and you showed me a team, like if we went through a division like standing thing and you pointed at a team, I could probably name their head coach. But like doing it like this is completely apples.
How many mics? How
no
many
visual
Brian?
Aids.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many there is of each one, but I could probably name everybody's coach. How crazy is that?
I will say Raheem, I feel like, got some of the most screen time on that. He said, don't forget Raheem, though.
Have I ever shown you, and I think it was Fallon, Bo, you'll have to help me. Have I ever shown you when they were going through, and it was a political thing, so I won't go too deep into it, but they were talking about all the different people named Mike Johnson on Fallon. I think it was Fallon. And they put a bunch of pictures of guys named Mike Johnson on the screen. And my picture, I don't know what I did to make angry the writers and the digital people at that show. But my picture, everybody else is smiling, and I look like I'm headed to a hospital. Like, I'm like,
let's find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got the picture.
Out.
Yeah, we.
I got the
I think
picture.
We
I can,
tweeted
I can,
at one
I,
point. It was yeah, absolutely
I
terrible. Like, I had so many people hit me up. They're like, dude, you were just on Fallon or whatever it was. And I was like, no. I was like, dude, of all the pictures, why is mine like that? Everybody else looks so happy.
We need to get you on Fallon for a different reason.
So
somehow
bad.
Recreate that. Rewrite history.
So bad, man.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about these matchups that we're going to watch for this weekend as the Falcons take on the Commanders. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.